The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Do it. Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. Good morning, 7:36. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
All right, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Pizza, pasta, subs. They got some great new menu items. They are still doing carryout, so check them out. Joey C's, you might as well eat good while you're stuck at home. Tired of ramen and tuna? Get some Joey C's. What's the matter for you?
Come on.
Your topic for the day, what becomes more and more insane the longer you think about it? As soon as I saw this on Reddit, I was like, I know.
Let me roll one up here real quick, Brock.
Yeah, take a fat rip off that joint. It blew our minds, man. For me, it's language. It's what we're literally doing right now, and we do every single day. Now reading stuff, that still blows my mind, but talking, when I think about what is happening right now, literally, my brain is firing off, I mean, just lightning fast. Like, I'm having thoughts, which is being processed. And this is all stuff I've learned. Like, I'm saying words that I've learned over time from other people saying sounds to me in a certain way that are now in my brain that I've learned to communicate and memorize. It's firing off signals to my muscles, not only in my jaw to work a certain way, but in my throat to make these two muscles vibrate in a certain way to make this noise go out, and it has to
pass. Yours really vibrate.
Exactly. And think about how they're all different, how we have different sounds. It makes different sounds, but we still understand it. So it's vibrating these muscles. All these things are working. And not to mention, too, the tongue is working. It's doing a certain thing past my teeth. My lips are making certain movements. And that is sending it out into your ear that then vibrates other muscles and bones that send signals to your brain to understand and comprehend. It blows my friggin' mind, man.
Oh, did you just smoke something, man? Damn.
Well, it's changed.
Blowing minds, dude.
Like, it's changed. What I'm saying now is different than what they said 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 1,000 years ago.
Now think about this. We'll go a couple extra levels here. Now there's different style. There's different styles of it.
Yep.
So we know English and click, 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 all this stuff coming out of our mouth that you understand, that you can comprehend. Now there's like a lot of different ways to do that are completely different. And some people know how to do all of them.
Yeah.
It is.
And accents. Accents into it, too. It's nuts. Accents.
And then people can impersonate other people doing it. It is, dude, it is weird. It is a crazy thing. It goes really deep into your brain. And, yes, that blows a friggin' mind.
And it's all stuff. And you think when you're born, you don't know any of this. You don't know anything. All you know, you scream because that's the only thing you can know. You know to do. Mm-hmm. And then you go, gaga, Google. Gaga, Google. And then they say things to you, and you start learning. And they're like, da-da, mama, food, ba, booby. You know, like, it's crazy, dude. It just, I'm freaking out, man.
Yeah. Language. Yeah, you're right.
I just almost don't even want
to. That is a campfire conversation, bro. Damn.
Yeah, when I'm about 9 vodka iced teas in. Think about it, man. And then the wife comes over like, Brock, you're getting loud. Just calm down. All right. But no, I can't. Right. I'm freaking out. All right. There's mine. All right.
All right. Dude, that's a good start. Yeah. I like that, man.
Should we take a break and reconvene?
I think so, man. I need to go take a lap.
I know my brain hurts, man. My brain hurts from thinking about how I'm saying that my brain hurts because my brain hurts, and it's telling me to say that my brain hurts.
Hey, I'm gonna go tell the wife. I'm gonna go wake her up because this is.
Honey, great. You won't believe
Listen
it.
Listen to what I.
She's gonna punch you right in the face. All right, we got more of your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day when we come back. Stick around.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. On Rock 107 WIRX.
Hey, good morning. 7:48, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What gets more and more insane the longer you think about it? Whoa, man. Let's see.
Come on, blow my mind. Blow my mind.
Tim said the evolution of shoes. I guess I've never really thought about the evolution of shoes.
Where'd they start? I think they started, in Asia? And they were just like, they were sandals, right?
Yeah.
They're like wooden, well, the wooden plank sandals.
I now I'm super intrigued. Guess what I'm going to spend the rest of my day doing?
Yeah. What? The evolution of
evolution of shoes.
What do they, what do they end? What do they end? Like with Jordans? Like
the newest Jordans? I mean, even now though, you know, now they're doing, I mean, no, they ended with Crocs. We should have never made Crocs. That ruined shoes for everybody. Let's see. Jason said space's outer limits. If you start thinking about space, like Melanie chimed in on that, that space has no end. The more I think about it, my brain hurts. I start feeling nauseous. That's true. When you start thinking about our universe.
It's craziness. It's craziness.
Dude.
You know, I'm just going to give you mine, too, because it involves the same thing. Have you ever seen the comparison between the human iris and the nebula?
No.
So there's pictures of, like, they just take random human irises, and then they put the pictures of the nebula up next to them. Dude, it is pretty damn close. It kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Dude, what if we're in the eye of a bigger creature? We could, you know?
Men in Black, man.
Yeah.
They hit it on the head right there, I think. Dude, we are just in a bigger body than is some dude.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a good dude, like some athlete out there that's
think
just
about
killing
this. Think about this. What we could be in the eye of a guy who's in a universe that's in the marble of the alien at the end of Men in Black, the first one. Think about that. So we're inside
in there,
a universe inside of universe inside a universe.
It just gets bigger and bigger, faster.
My stomach hurts.
More scary.
I'm starting to get
it gets more scary. Here, I'm gonna blow your mind. So I think it goes just as far down as it goes up. I don't think there's an end to that either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Going into like human cells, atoms. Just keeps going.
Freaking out, man. All right, let's take a quick break. Comment on Facebook. What gets more and more insane the longer you think about it? I don't know. We shouldn't have done this because I'm just going to go home and, like, rock in the shower and cry.
It hurts.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Alexa. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Here we go. Good morning. 757 Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What becomes more and more insane the longer you think about it?
Infinity and numbers, man. The numbers never end.
Let's see. Going. Debbie said the government. You know, I know she didn't expand on that, but that's an interesting take because when you do think about our governing body and where we're at and how it does what it does really. And also, too, like when you look at some of the people in the government, you're like, how in the hell? What is going on in there? And you know they know stuff we don't know about, man, and they're keeping stuff from us.
There's a certain amount of mysteriousness there that you just, like, the common folk really don't know, and it just kind of drives you nuts. Here's what I think, though. I think the government is governed by something else we don't even know. I think there's way, way more levels to Trump and just the immediate, you know, office.
Yeah, there's people pulling, puppeteering the government officials. Travis said, the fact that we pay money to buy trash bags to put our trash in just to throw in a trash can, then do it over and over until you die.
Nice.
Let's see.
It don't make no sense. What was that joke on the stand-up for today, yesterday? It's like, how do you throw away a trash bin? You put it in another
Yeah, that just seems weird, right? Let's see. Ryan said, taxes out of your check on your bill when you buy something, anything. How much of your income is a normal month pays? Just taxes. Do the math. I know you have the time. Don't forget about the extra tax that we have for each gallon of gas either. Yeah, taxes are kind of weird. I try not to think about it because it just depresses me. You know what? I'm just like, just take what you take. It's fine.
It's the amount of money. You know, that in total it would be. You know what I always thought about kind of in relation to that? Mm-hmm. Every time I go through a toll booth, I'm like, dude, what if somebody won something where they're like, hey, you get the total amount of money that comes through this toll booth each day. How much money do you think those things rake in?
It's
every
crazy.
Single, I mean, dude, how many toll booths are and people driving?
Yeah, that's why I just skip them. I don't pay.
Just fly through them.
It's whatever. Here, you get my money. I just throw the quarters out my window like, here you go. Hope it catches. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back. Stick around.